baby.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
And we're back again. We're back again.
Girls Collective.
Hey, girlfriend, how you doing, homie?
I'm good, boo. How are you?
How are you doing? Another week?
Yes, is ma'am.
Appreciate you. I'm stoked because she'll be here tonight.
Who?
Sheika.
Sheika should be here. Yay!
I know she said he. There go my Shay.
What's up?
Miss
Hines. I'm so happy to hear you.
What's up, boy? What's up, Stella?
Is it still Miss Hines? Did you get married yet?
Yes, it is. No, okay. Ma'am. It is still Miss Hines. Yeah.
Nasty. I was on trip, honey. You've been traveling and stuff. Huh? That.
Yes, honey. Yes, child.
Yes. All is well.
Hello, ladies. Yes, churn. Happy New Year, child. Yes.
Love it. I love it. Nigga tails, Sheika. Is you listening on the nigga tails?
Yes, I didn't hear the last week one, but I heard the first two. That day goes Stella crazy.
It's time. It's time, baby.
Where?
I know. To the baby. They go T. They go T. What's up?
T. Bree.
Can y'all hear me?
Off the heezy, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What up, Shay?
What's going on? Y'all ain't getting no feedback or nothing like that?
It's okay. Clear. Crystal clear.
I'm going to need you and your whiffy to get one with each other.
No, girl. Actually, I am. I was at the damn Walmart store, so I was.
Oh, then I know that motherfucker working. My shit cuts off everywhere. The phone calls and all. I don't even get a signal in Walmart.
That's funny. You know, it's select Wally Worlds because it's one in not far from the house that I go to, and it's like you in a soup bowl, like, and nothing works. And my phone is really good. That's crazy.
Ooh, I don't even want to bring my sage in Walmart. I got to walk with my sage. Nothing works in here.
You know what's funny? I haven't been in Walmart in years, but it's.
You online? You Amazon? Everything delivered.
I don't go in the store. I haven't been. I know.
Damn.
But yeah,
I'll cut you off. She gonna say happy. She gonna say happy. No, I miss my bear. What? Oh, what's happening?
What's up, y'all?
She been all over the damn globe.
I told her,
like, you sound like them.
Baby, live your best life while you still got it.
I gotta acknowledge DR. I just gotta confirm something about teaching schedule, but I can't miss that. I cannot miss that.
I know that's right.
Okay.
DR. Yes.
She could send me something, Dominican Republic or something. I'm like, shit, I've been there, girl, somewhere now. I ain't been to Punta Cana, but I've been. Where did I go?
And you don't remember where you went. You must have had a good ass time.
So she been somewhere.
But I can't remember the city, and that's crazy. Santo Domingo or something like that.
Sheika, how was it?
Topic tonight. What did I want to discuss?
It was great. When I say wonderful, I wish I could have stayed.
For real. Oh, friend. I love it.
It was great.
That's how Mexico was. It was beautiful.
It was very beautiful. The only thing was on that side, the water was cold.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Well, friend, it's wintertime. So.
Frio.
I was like, oh, I said that is true. Cause I was like, hold on now, when we came before, but I forgot that was in June. The water wasn't cold. So I was like, oh Lord, nah.
Freaking free.
We had decided,
I told him we kind of weaned it last night and Stella said she opened, you know. Stella threw something out there though. I missed it.
Oh,
I forget. I ain't gonna say I missed it.
The trying ain't trying.
Trying ain't trying.
Yep. when people say, "Oh, I'm gonna come by and see you." Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, I'm not gonna be trying on my tries. I only got a couple tries left. You can't be doing that. Y'all could go everywhere, just like she said. Your auntie and your uncle travel, and they go everywhere, but they always seem to pass you. Well, bitch, you ain't trying, and I ain't trying either.
I love it. We talking about that separation. Like, you know, sometimes time passes, and, you know, shit, life passes by a little bit, but separation sometimes is necessary for growth. So I told him that, you know, we kind of discussed that, and she, I like it though. I like it, Stella. Hey,
I mean, I understand.
To be a friend, I'm gonna be a friend. Be a friend. You're telling me about all that shit.
It's the people that keep calling. And don't call me if you ain't coming. I hate the people that call you. I'm gonna come by and see you. I'm gonna come by. And see. Listen, you ain't came, but the came bys ain't came by yet. So stop calling me. If you want to stay away, stay the hell away on my phone and in real life. I don't care.
Wait, so is this relations, is this family, or is all of it? All that go in the same pot? What we think? I don't know. I like it. We only think we got to box it. If it apply, the shoe fit, wear.
Exactly.
It's true.
Just stop telling me. I don't believe in words. I believe in actions, baby.
Action speaks louder than words.
Well, I feel like sometimes people do try, but just can't
get it together.
You know, I do understand. Right, I do understand what you're saying, Stella. Like, then don't announce that you're going to.
Thank you.
Something. I get that.
Yes, that'd be the one for me. You ain't got to call me every week and say I'm trying to get by there. You're trying, ain't doing what trying should do. You're trying, ain't trying. It ain't trying. I'm sorry.
Hey, too, I love that. That's a good
tweet.
Don't
let me be on your social media, and I just click on, bitch, you did you try to go there? You was right around the corner.
wait, so we talk, Stella. What I get loud and clear is we make time for what's important to us.
You Amen. Made time for what you want to make time for.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Stella, so you're trying.
That's what that is.
Or just, you know, like, y'all love it. I can respect it better, and just don't even put it out there. If that ain't...
Don't put it... Look, just let it happen, baby. Just let it happen. It could be divine.
Tell my ass I'm going to see you when I see you. The way my...
Thank you.
The way my life set up, I don't know.
Don't hype me up for a good time. And it ain't never coming. Don't do that. You waste my time hearing you gonna waste my time.
But what about that person for our audience that we just know they? I mean, just blatant. Just I mean, ain't no goddamn integrity. Like, my word ain't bond ever. You just a liar. What about that? Like,
oh,
that.
Lord, it's one of them in every crew.
Yeah, that's just you.
I'd be like, okay, boo, I see. Yeah. Or okay, boo, I got you. Or okay, boo, yeah.
Child, y'all know they ain't coming, child. Y'all know they ain't. I don't even much know why you inviting them.
Because you know they be the main ones talking shit that they ain't invited to nothing.
Sure is.
And don't
them
never
the
show
ones.
Up.
Oh,
well,
Lord.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm that person that don't show up. Like, I am. I can honestly say I'm that person that I'm not coming. Like,
but have you told him you was coming? You told him,
but you ain't tell him you was coming,
right? But I'm just not gonna come. Like, I'm not gonna tell you I'm gonna be somewhere and then not show up. Like, no, I'm not that person. But I'm not gonna show up to all. Like, I don't care that your baby turning 5. I'm not showing up to all of that shit.
Wait, no, but I'm gonna tell you what happened to me. See, I can identify with that. My shit be. I'm going to call, my intentions are good. And then, like, say Sheikah. Like, Sheikah come to the city, right? Or, you know, last time Sheikah was here, I had a fucking blue. Like, one of my eyes started closing up some stupid shit. Like, I saw Sheikah the picture, like, bitch, I would come. I would be down there, but this shit right here happened.
You're going to see one eye, Willie.
I'm serious. Like, that kind of shit seems to happen to me. Like, when my intentions are whole, like, if I make it, girl, no, like, ooh. I'd be happy about that shit these days. I don't know why. Like, it'd be some total, like, if all things could happen, and my car done drove all week. I ain't had a car problem in years. And I want to go do something. I go outside and I got a fucking flat tire. and be on a ship or something and like, baby, I can, you got to call to, you know, that kind of shit. I'd be like, come on. But then too, no, I think, how other do you look at it is like, maybe I'm being, you know, I was protected from something. Maybe I wasn't supposed to get out on that highway or take that ride or go have that, I don't know.
Yeah,
not often, because I know this age, shit, I'm a mama.
So listen, my family had like this birthday brunch on Sunday. And my birthday tomorrow. I don't really
care. Happy birthday!
Cut it out. As long as I'm still
you here, and Shania, ain't you?
Really, Shania's on the 3rd. I'm tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
Happy birthday, homie.
Thank you, baby. Having a baby that close to your birthday, you don't really get to celebrate your birthday after the nigga's born. It's like, God damn, her shit 2 days away. I can't even get fucked up. So it's like, I'm used to not celebrate. I actually, tomorrow is the first day I actually took off for my birthday in over like 15 or 20 years.
Really?
In my other coins, I stopped doing it. I was working. I wanted my coins. But with the job I got now, I'm like, no, bitch, I don't want to see y'all tomorrow at all. I don't give a damn. If I sit here on this couch and binge watch some shit all day, I'm not coming in. But, the thing about it is they had a birthday brunch on Sunday, and I'm like, don't really want to go. And I was like, I'll go because, you know, I was going to get my toes done. And I was like, okay, my appointment at 11. The brunch started at 11. I got there at 12:15. When I tell y'all I walked in. And just the whole vibe. For one thing, bitch, where's the food? Ain't no food on nobody's table. Ain't nobody drinking no fucking mimosa. What kind of brunch is it? And I'm an hour late. I'm an hour and 15 minutes fucking late.
Wait. Time's out, Stella. Where was this brunch at?
It was in the hill. It was in the hill.
Like by the Save-A-Lot Plaza?
Yes, love.
Well,
yes.
Girl, I walked in that same brunch probably an hour after you did.
What?
I'm halfway. I'm not usually late, but I said, I know these niggas. They my family. They gonna be late. But I ain't think they was gonna be late to what nothing. I ain't get a whiff of nothing. It wasn't nobody drink. Everybody sitting there with dry ass plates, dry ass faces. I did my hellos and my motherfucking goodbyes.
When people Oh Lord.
So
by the time I got there, Stella, you was gone because I didn't get there because they. I don't want to talk about that, but.
So this was a blow up brunch. This brunch was
it was a bust. Like I got dressed all cute, but I wasn't personally invited. I was somebody's plus one.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go because you know I know all the. You know, the people or whatever. But when I got there, I ain't smelt the egg of bacon.
Man, listen.
I'm sorry.
The bitch smelled like hell. What nobody drinking shit, bitch. I'm trying to listen. Well, mimosa, can I get a strawberry or something in this motherfucker?
But
y'all got all these gold displaced plates. What are we doing? Man, I saw everybody that probably been there on time, hungry. They looked hungry and angry. Like, no, I was
so
like,
sorry.
This vibe is not my vibe. No. Hey, auntie. Hey, cousin. Love you. Bye. I was out of there. Because, no, if I walk into some shit, it ain't... Listen. I tried. I did try. My tries was given.
Look, has the tolerance changed, too, as we gotten older? I'll tell you.
Yeah, I can't do... And people sitting there ugly. Like, it was a lot of people like, I don't even know y'all. I probably know of y'all because I've seen y'all before. But why are you looking ugly? I mean, I think that everybody was just hungry. I don't know. I kind of
they was hungry.
People was hungry.
People
was hungry. And the brunch started at 11. I got there at 12:15. So therefore, y'all should have been real hungry by that time.
Yeah,
brunch
they was hungry.
Usually, you know, I can see 30 minutes. But again, I saw my family the night before. I served him his birthday drink. So I knew that nigga was going to be late. His own funeral. I knew he was going to be late. He wasn't.
Oh, no.
When I got there. So, you know, it was like, okay, hey, love y'all. But I'm going to get something to eat and something to drink, and I'm gone.
So look, y'all.
But I did try, though. I tried, y'all.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. The birthday brunch was a bust, you know. But hey, you gonna say that? You know, that story is you gonna have that brunch and invite me to it. I want to tell that brunch, like
at least make the brunch.
And yeah, at least I've been drinking.
But, yeah. I mean a mimosa. Come on, y'all could have fixed drinks. Ain't nobody have a water or nothing. I was like, wait a minute. Everybody in this bitch
looking had a cute table party. With some sweets or something.
They was hungover from the night before.
Half of them was, yeah. You're right.
What else though? A tail and,
that,
you know.
That is the reason what Stella just described, and I wanted to give a disclaimer why I say I don't show up to stuff. That is why I don't go to things I'm invited to.
Yep.
That is why. Mm-hmm. Like, that is why I don't show up to stuff, because one, I don't have a lot of things for myself. Like, I'm 41 years old. I ain't never had a birthday party.
What?
Never.
Oh, that changes. We're going to have a birthday party. Like, make it a whole fucking retreat. Because Mexico, baby, you gave me so many vibes. Like, I would love for that to be something. Let's plan that, T. This year for your birthday, it needs to be a trip.
No, I know why T ain't going to plan it. Because it's going to be all on T Dollar. And T, I ain't never had no birthday party neither. I ain't paying for nan nigga to show up. Niggas don't bring gifts no more. Niggas do not help. Listen, when my mom and them had parties, they help clean up. Like, people bought food, they help clean. Niggas don't do shit.
I don't party like that, Stella. I don't know. See, we got to do it and we know how we going to rock when we do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I get it, T, not to interrupt. Complete that thought there, because I want to know why you saying I haven't.
Yeah, it's not because, it's not a fact. It's just that I don't want people to feel obligated to come to something because I was born. Because that's how I look at invitations to people's parties and stuff. I'm not negative. Like, if I want to go, if I love you, I'm going to show up. I'm there. I got the two bottles of hand. Like, what's up? Let's go. But to all these frivolous birthday parties, I don't want people to feel obligated to come to my, because I'm turning 32. That's not like I said, I don't care that you, it's milestone birthdays. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
50 and
25, 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Things like that. Like, so those things I would celebrate. COVID took my 40th, but those things, I had something planned for that, and it just fell through. So that made me think, like, well, bitch, it ain't for you to have no party. Like, it ain't for you to do this, because it's not my thing to be a part of. Like, that's not my thing. So I don't feel bad about never having a birthday party, because I don't really enjoy going to people's birthday parties.
Well, you know what? I feel like it's such a waste of money.
I know what I would enjoy going to your birthday party, though.
Absolutely.
Because I know you're going to turn up. I know we're going to have a
ball. I think with the right crew, like,
I think with the right set of people. It's you have a funky just anybody.
Flying all of them freak bombs. Flag. Ooh, what a party.
A lot of people don't get along. Like, that be the thing for me. It's like, for one thing, I'm not finna pay for a lot of people to come celebrate me on my day. And a lot of people don't do things like they used to. And then it's like, how do I separate my friends? This motherfucker don't like this motherfucker. They gonna talk about it. Like, I don't do all of that. That's why I got a close set of friends. We all vibe together. It's like, when you friends with a lot of different people, you gotta think about them. And I don't want to think about them on my day. It's my day. Check that shit at the door and let's all get along.
But
and
she can. You don't have 50,000 friends either. You know, I love what you point out, because you know I have shit. Three, and you're 500, you know, and the rest is fine. I'm like, you know, it ain't that. I don't think I have any enemies, because that ain't just never how I really rock. But I, you know, if I fuck with you, you know, I fuck with you.
Right.
But you know what else? Like, I can identify with T and what you're saying, and like, I'm not gonna waste my money. What I've seen to be wasteful, and maybe it's because I've seen some of my friends do it. Fucking weddings are a waste of money. I'm sorry, they are. I'm not saying that when I do, y'all know I'm engaged, when I do, we're going to have a bomb-ass party to celebrate that I am. But listen, I'm not buying no motherfucking $5,000 dress. I'm not feeding y'all ass no, you know, salmon plates and shit. And we go and we lead a church and it's a table and I got everybody this keepsake and I did all this stuff. And, you know, like, I hear Terrence is like, I don't want to, you know, bring me the gifts or expect that from you, because I've seen, like, my friend who's an event planner, like, plan weddings, and she told me, like, I've been married more than one time, And I have been the coordinator, and I have, you know, invested this money. And I looked up and it was like, oh, fuck no. Another time around, I would have did it this way.
Child, get me a good ring. Take me to the coat house.
And I'm saying,
let's go buy a house.
No, I'm telling you, one of my good girlfriends, like, I know you well off to have had this big lavish wedding. And they went to the courthouse and had a beautiful reception. It was, you know, the party, the bartender, like, you cook your own food. It was gorgeous. But like she said, like, no, the big whole, you know, shabam wham that you see people do and rent out this and go and do all of this shit. No, I'm not doing it. I ain't wasting my money that way.
I want to celebrate the man that I fall in love with, and I'm in love with, and I'm in love with. That's all I want. I don't care about anybody else.
Cute little destination, something else. You know, I hope, you know, like, and I think when people do that, like, you know, I think families and friends and stuff be offended by folks that do that. But I totally understand, like, you know, you ran off, you and your husband, and y'all went to an island or something, or y'all just went and got married. And it's like, hey, come to our party. Let's celebrate. We want, you know, we love on y'all. We want y'all to be a part of our union this way, but not, you know, and then some people tell things like, I got to go get married in the church. No, you don't. Mm-mm.
Girl, you can get married in that bathroom, child.
I want to know. See, how would the marriage in the bathroom go, boo?
Girl, hey. I got a you good already one. Got that little venue, what that is, that arch. You better put that little them flowers around that little light thing up there, honey. The mirror already there.
Oh, she said the mirror.
Try stand by the little toilet and keep on going.
Oh, my God.
The tissue already there. That could be the flowers for a little tissue.
The bathroom, shout out to the bathroom. We don't lie about it.
Let me take a sip of wine.
I miss you, Shaker.
I did. I thought I said, bro.
Let me tell you something, bitch. You know ain't nobody getting married in no damn bathroom.
That's why I had her pay the visual for you, because I knew she could.
Listen, she got me over here thinking about how I used to make flowers out of toilet paper.
Hello, true.
Listen, she got me over here thinking about how I used to make flowers out of toilet paper.
Right, but you get this stuff.
Turn that water on, then go to waterfall.
Yeah. That bitch
Okay,
yeah.
But let me. Okay. I heard, okay, Trail, I heard you say, for you, like, I understand when people, I don't view people celebrating themselves as a waste of money. I get that, you know what I'm saying? And I also understand how you stand. I understand how people can view it as a waste of money, but I also understand why people throw a lot of money at celebrating certain milestones in their life. So I get that. But one thing that, like, I got three women on the line with me. This is what I don't understand. Now, y'all help me. And I want you to chime in first. Why are baby showers such an elaborate event now? What happened to just getting in the backyard with some crabs and all the gifts? And some balloons, and, you know, little sandwiches, or a little barbecue, or depending on when.
Because everybody want to catch up with the Joneses now. They TV stars and movie stars now, thank baby. You. They want thank to be you. Like Beyonce and them, thank and you. What's the little name, Keisha Cole, and, you know, they want to be like all of them, Candy, and all of them. They want to be lavish like them.
Everything is celebrity and internet.
Everything
right
is celebrity now.
Yes.
It's nothing old school. You can't, boy, I wish you would bring that little 99 cent tablecloth from Dollar Tree. I wish you might tell these churn to blow up these balloons and, you know, try with their mouths.
I really am baffled by it. Like, I understand the birthday parties. I understand the weddings. And I understand, like, having a venue for your baby shower. And, you know, I understand celebrating yourself to a certain extent. But I, growing up, even with celebrities, like, when we used to look at the Inquirer and everything, even, like, when we, back in the day, even their baby showers were not...
It was simple.
They were normally in their house.
Tibera, life is not simple no more.
They
don't make that extravagant.
They got a table for the gifts. Yeah, they got a table for the.
Listen,
you know,
like a couple years ago when people started having babies, and bitch, why are you posting your baby on here with a black face? Just why don't post them? If you don't want us to see the little ug mug, don't fucking post them. Like if you want to act like you Michael Jackson,
if you want to act like
you Michael Jackson and put a whatever a smiley face over your baby face, like why the fuck
do a black face because it's an ug mug? It's a baby with human power. There won't be no black face.
What if you want us to see the baby arms and legs? I didn't understand it. Why is there a smiley face emoji over your baby face and you posting it? Why? I'm not getting it.
You just said it's an ug mug.
Okay.
Is that bad? Because I'm saying no, look, for real. It's back to what we said. You know, tell it. Say it.
They're trying too hard. They're trying to be like the next person. Because they saw the other person doing it.
I don't see why, bitch. We all ain't going to get out of this goddamn life alive. I don't understand.
I got to ask it. Look at them. Back to this baby and that baby picture. Is that a lie? Is that like, say it. Come on through with it. You know, look at them. What is our take on look at them? Because I've heard that. I've said that. Is that?
Ooh, baby. Ooh.
What's that for you, Shika?
Wait. Let me make sure I'm understanding this. Stephanie, you said look at them.
Look at them. I'm talking about the baby, right?
You mean as a reaction?
Is that a term of endearment? Yes. Because remember, I'm tying it back to our, you know, is come through, tell the truth, or don't even say nothing. So stuff about the vibe for me with this baby, and you know, you put it out there to me.
Ooh. I mean, maybe they was a ug mug. Maybe they just didn't want nobody to know who their baby daddy was. I don't know. I just didn't see it. Why would you post a baby picture of your baby with an emoji sign covering their face or a black their face blacked out? What the fuck is you posting them for? Like,
but say it didn't have the black face. Say it didn't have the black face. And I said, look at them.
Ooh.
Is that a term of endearment? Am I saying, he's cute as pie? Or am I really saying, Chica?
I'm with you. Look at the baby.
See
what you got to? I'm just saying. I've heard it. And you know, that's like. I'm gonna tell you sometime. My husband be like, damn. Is there like? Damn.
No.
Or that damn, like, damn. Fuck.
Okay, see. It's a difference. Wait. Let me, Stephanie, you know damn well, look at him mean. Just look. You know that mean. Oh, look at him. Like, that's all you do is look at him.
Look at him that.
All of us live in Pettyville. We know what the fuck it means.
You
all
know.
Us that reside in Pettyville. We know. For those of them that's on the outskirts, they don't know.
Because the only thing she could keep saying is,
somebody not. But they trying to act like, you know, a bitch.
I'm so mad she got a bitch with
her all. Let me win,
that bitch in all in Melody's.
Look at them. Let's look at somebody new baby. Saying that.
Cut it out. Oh my God. Cut it out.
Oh, they tell the truth that that's a cute ass baby. They happy about your baby. They like, girl.
No, because we know the reactions. We've seen gorgeous babies, and we use those terms to describe the babies. We'll tell them,
yes, gorgeous.
We'll say the baby's gorgeous, beautiful. Oh my God, he's handsome. He's this.
Ooh, that baby got a lot of hair.
Right, all of that.
Ooh, that baby bald headed.
But if we don't use any kind of adjective, if we just say what we're doing,
look at him.
Look at him.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
you know, that was a truth.
If you don't stop that, ooh. That bitch sound like Yummy Bay. Ooh.
Ooh. Where you got hit on the machine? Boom.
Okay. Okay, okay. Me being
oh,
right
y'all
now.
Got me in tears. Oh, my
no,
God.
I'm going to tell you a story, Steph.
Okay.
Me being who I am, right? So my sister, Shan, she just had the baby. She had TJ. So I jumped off the school bus. I'm running home. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to see my nephew. I pulled that sheet back. The little baby.
T,
I was like,
T, please. T.
I was like, ooh. Oh, he ugly. Shan started crying. I was
oh, no.
No, girl. I literally made my sister cry because you know sometimes babies just they so little and
well, and then sometimes
alien
they
like
I'm not gonna tell you no lie
alien like
right. Alien like
my own I ain't gonna listen I can say this she my goddamn baby my baby was a little baby I was like oh my God like not like a ugly but like damn Taylor got my
just funny looking.
Just
like that.
Like, okay.
You know what grandma and them say? They'll grow into their features.
Right. 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 So later on.
I mean, you know, I did. I was like, oh, baby. Okay.
I'm looking. TJ, I'm handsome as hell, honey.
Oh, who you talking about?
Maybe you want to jump in the
Cookerville. When I was there, my cousin, hey.
But listen. That I knew what it was gonna be. I looked at his look at his mama and look at his daddy. I knew what it was gonna be. But at that moment, I wasn't finna lie.
There oh, you go. Don't tell me that. Stella, hit us with it. What was our topic, guys?
He tried.
Right.
He tried.
He tried, he did.
I told the truth. And this is my yeah. own sister baby. I ain't yeah. gonna say no damn look at him. Ew.
Real.
My dog said he ran home fast off that bus.
Yeah, my sister said I got home from the hospital. I'm sprinting, and then the very next week, the baby turned into a beautiful baby. Auntie yep. there holding them up.
Boy, they were transforming the fucking.
Mm-hmm. And
days.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. We did. That's what you said. I was gonna say. My mom was called TJ the golden child, but that's yeah. what he looked like.
Yeah,
he was so gorgeous. I want him die. He made him die.
Oh, and one more thing. I had another friend. I'm not going to say her name or anything like that, but she knew her baby wasn't cute. Like, she knew it. We was in high school. She knew her baby wasn't cute. So people would be ask, can I see your baby? Like, she'll be in the stroller mm-hmm. or whatever. And she'll be like, yeah, but she not cute.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
She's like that, her truth.
That was her reaction. She was like, she not cute. And the baby wasn't cute. That's mean as hell. But
I like her.
Yeah.
I mean, but hey, I'm honest with myself. And I'm gonna tell you what, even when we saying Taylor, it wasn't like strong features. You know what I mean? Like I was mm-hmm. like, oh, not ever embarrassed or ashamed of, I'll be clear about that, but I can honestly say that as her own mom. And now my baby cute as fuck a button.
Oh shit, they handed but, my baby. Sign. I handed that motherfucker right back to the nurse. I'm excuse me, ma'am, you bought me the wrong baby.
Look at Stella.
She said, "My no, it did. Yes, she did." Tell my no. Look at the. Let me see your wrist, bitch. That ain't my baby. That look like a whole China man over here. I know. I like Chinese food, but I ain't fuck no China man. I don't know what kind of Pekingese to bed ass man. No, that no. Y'all didn't grab the wrong baby.
Wasn't it Stella?
Huh?
It was your son.
No, my daughter.
Shut up.
You know the Miles got all them cheeky ass fucking eyes on them, where the fuck they got them. Somebody was fucking a Chinese Chinaman or something. But they handed my baby to me. She was all bright skin and Chinaman looking. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Ma'am, excuse me.
This wrong is my baby.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
So was he wrong with like,
our features don't match, ma'am.
Yeah.
No.
And for me, yeah, Taylor, you know, she'll chat me. She her daddy people all day. I don't see me. Like my attitude, personality, hands down. But that's funny. I don't know, girl. I had so. Ooh, this was this.
I don't know how we got to ugly babies.
I don't know.
We were saying. Stella was saying about the picture, like people taking the picture, and you know, remember we're leading into. So I'm thinking, hey, tell me the truth, come through. So if you coming through with your baby's picture, you know, and I saw that picture. Maybe you didn't put the picture up, and I just threw out there the comment of like, oh, look at you know, because I've had people say like, I said that shit. What would it be? I'm talking about, girl, that baby, old baby. His daddy 55, 60.
But you know what? We are now at that age. You remember how our aunties and our older uncles used to say shit that just hurt our goddamn feelings.
Mm-hmm. Told the whole truth though.
Right, but we are now those people.
Yes, like, we are.
Yeah, we those people now. We the drunk aunties and uncles. Like
Dad, like, she could tell the bitch to get mad in the bathroom. Y'all been y'all in there in the bathroom.
Oh my god,
we are those people. You remember you walk in the house and grandma just say, "Dad, you just what you eating the whole house, mm-hmm. not knowing you done hurt my damn feelings."
I'm hungry.
Right. You just as big.
Oh, you know, grandma. No, please, oh, grandma. You know, I great granny, you outlive. Oh my God, to 109, eight. But oh, I'll never forget the last I saw granny. Granny said, "Ooh, Tran, you done got all, you so all on yourself. What the hell does that mean?
All on yourself.
You so big on yourself. Damn. Oh. You know." I know I've been home and shit. I got a good 50 more on me, but damn, girl, you gonna hit me with it like that?
So, y'all, let me ask y'all this. Hold on, let me switch this up.
Tell the truth.
While we going into the older folks and what they say, what is the correct age to correct their ass back?
Once you become an adult.
Thank you.
When you grow.
I was just wondering. I need to ask.
What that means I'm correcting on, Stella? Because I know you...
Baby, they about to be disrespectful. And they think just because they your elders, no, bitch, if you going to be disrespectful, I'm being disrespectful, too. I'm messing energies over here.
I'm not going to be disrespectful, but if you give me one, I'm going to give you one back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say, bitch, you old-ass motherfucker. But no, I'm like, granted, what? Listen, didn't granddaddy leave you a long time ago? What you talking about? Like I'm going. If you gonna go give me a jug, I'm a jug back. I'm gonna
go. You had no turn. You had that sex too, Dana. I used to tell my grandma that all the time.
You thought,
oh, that shit so nasty. Grandma has nasty. You had a diggling too, Dana. How you got your turn?
Right.
So now we got to be nasty, fast, and grown. You was out here too, then.
Tell the truth,
they act like you can't you got to respect your elders at all times. And like, if that motherfucker don't respect me, I don't think that I should respect them. I'll be 41 tomorrow. Why are you still disrespecting me?
Well, see, this is the thing. Like, I'll honestly say this. Like, like I told y'all before, I've been an adult for a long time. I've been grown. But I was all that mainly calling teachers by their first name. Like, get out of my class.
Yeah, you always got me in trouble.
I kept Sheikah in trouble. And I'm calling you by your... You calling me by my first name. Disrespect.
Doug.
Right.
Oh, you did used to do that, Taryn.
Oh, yes, he did.
I was mad. Miss Rowland, let me tell you something, Rose.
Oh. Rose. Yes, he did. Lucinda.
Right.
Who is Lucinda? I ain't never known about him.
Girl, Webb.
Lucinda Webb. Miss Webb.
She was.
I knew that first name. Raggedy bitch.
Wait a minute, Stella.
I'm sorry. She had to pick. Listen, you can't be ugly and mean. You got to pick a motherfucking struggle.
Stella.
Stop.
I mean, she cool now.
Stop.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
She cool now when I see her, but God damn it, why you had to be so mean? At least be pretty and mean.
Hit her with it, Sheikah. You hear Sheikah?
Oh.
Look, y'all.
I just caught the
Tell the truth. I'm telling you. No.
Yeah, he has been grown a long time. Get me in trouble. Duh.
Listen. But back to that, back to Stella's original question before we got off on some fuck shit, because we did. I feel like old people, they just say whatever come up, it comes out. Like, I feel like they literally lose their sense of
respect.
I don't think they feel like it's disrespectful. I think they lose their sense of compassion as they get older.
Yeah, I live long enough I can be able to say what the fuck I want to say.
I want to say. Yeah, I feel like like when they talk, like how they bring up things that they know is obviously could be an issue in that person's life. I think once they get to a certain age, they just be like, "Fuck it, what you fuck that you baby you." Like, granted, you all on yourself.
Yeah. And then, you know, grandma done, they on the Sabbath now. I'm in there. Grandma done asked me to read the scripture. So I go back there in the room with them. It's the same damn day. Ooh, that, ooh, and ooh, pretty gal. Let me finish with this here, honey. So grandma asked me to read the scripture. Okay, I read the word with y'all. Granny laying up in the bed. I read the scripture. You know, we finish up. Grandma say her little prayer. And granny says, "Don't pray now. You're already pregnant."
What? Oh, Lord.
I'm pregnant with Taylor. Damn, yeah. God, that granny. Y'all, these heathens, bro. You know how many grandkids ain't married and pregnant? And I'm way out here. Shit, I'm 36. Oh, I see. She came for my juggle that day. Granny said, "Don't pray now, baby. You're already pregnant."
Oh Lord,
yeah,
damn, you gonna do that? Like, I just sat here on the Sabbath with y'all and read this word, and you took a juggle to my neck with that. Oh, okay, grandma, damn, I ain't married.
Look, and they was 14, 15, and 16 when they got pregnant.
Had a lot of kids. See. Grandma was married, Shotty Bell, though. So we.
And yeah, they
but you know what I'm saying? All these grands and yo, I'm a great grand. Don't do that. But it was one with it, baby. Let me say, I see you every once in a while. I got something for your ass.
I'm going to get you now.
Right now.
And Ted Bear, I do think that they kind of lose their sense on, you know, they just say what they want to say, but they also have a will to think that they deserve respect. Like, they can say that and nothing can be said to them because we're younger. We're not supposed to do it. We're supposed to respect them. But I believe respect is always a two-way street. I don't give a damn how old you is. Like,
I'm even with you when you're right.
Even with the kids, and we touched on that with the nigger tails. Like, even with the kids, I don't try to do the same shit that my parents did. That just because I'm your parent, that you not able to respectfully tell me how you feel. You know, if you feel that I said something or I not even disrespecting them, just said something to them that, you know, may have hurt their feelings. We kind of try to instill that in the younger generation. Like, you supposed to listen to what I... Look what my mom used to say, do as I say, don't do as I do.
No, I
do. Wait a minute, time my woman. I'm now of age to do what I want to do. But you know what I'm saying? When does that stop? When does that come to an end? Like,
well, I think that term need to get thrown out of the black house or the black family structure altogether. Because you can't tell me to do as you say and not as you do. Because you are my first teacher, and the first thing I learn is from the things that you do.
Right,
correct.
That's the first thing that I learn. If I see you being mean, nasty, and vindictive, then I'm gonna take that shit to school. And be mean. I'm not going to know how to communicate with people. I'm not going to know how to treat people because I saw you being a mean, nasty person. So that term need to go out. Like, you need to be an example. So I need to be able to do as you do. If you got five boyfriends and I'm a young lady and I'm a
little girl, I'm going to have five.
Then that's what I'm going to know. If daddy cheating on mom and I'm a little boy and I grow up, I'ma think that is okay. So don't tell me not to do as you don't tell me just to do as you say because I'm watching your actions.
Right.
Tell me the truth. I love it. Yeah. I think it ties home for me. Like my take home is if your OG is a fuck nigga, you can't help but be a fuck nigga. So if you, you know, if you know that you ain't being truthful, you know, you tell them babies you're going to come through, and if you don't, let them know, you know, be straight up about, or don't lie about why not. You know, if you in that household, you that parent, you that friend, it all ties back. You that the co-worker in whatever role you play, you walk right around in life, man, do it with some integrity, you know, do it with some, let your word be your bond, because that stand for something, you know, and if you ain't there yet, work at it. Let's not forget that our podcast is about self-improvement. We come to you all in not looking down upon, or we better than, and we don't, you know, we not learning, living life, but we've had some experience to speak from, you know. I think in growing older, I try to make a conscious effort. I'm like, if I say I am, I'm going to make every effort too. And if I can't, I'm going to have the common courtesy to, hey, say something came up, or I can't, or something. You know, I hate that too, when you know, like, you know, we started out, hey, if you going to come through, but don't hit me with that shit. Don't hit me and tell me you are, you ain't. Don't message me and we will, and it never happened. It's unnecessary. It's uncalled for. So let your word be your bond, you know, and then don't lie. And no space for it. Really. We don't have to. That's what I got.
Okay. My takeaway is, in the OG voice, respect is due to a dog. So therefore, everything is about respect. And whether you're trying to do something, if you're going to try. If you don't respect that person, to just leave them the hell alone. Respect is a two-way street. And respectfully put your fucking baby up there without a goddamn filter on his goddamn face.
Aw. Aw.
Okay, my take home. Before I do that, I don't know what old person disrespected Stella, but can y'all stop?
They do it on a daily, and I actually like old people. They are some of the wisest people on earth. I love to learn from them, but them motherfuckers is disrespectful.
Leave her alone.
Please stop disrespecting Stella. But my take home is kind of a riddle. And I'm going to say it twice. I had a teacher that used to say this to me all the time in like the fourth and fifth grade, with this whole, you know, word is bond and showing up and do what you going to say you're going to do. This is what he used to say to us all the time. Can't never did and won't never will.
Say it again.
Can't never did and won't never will.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say you're going to do something, you need to do it. If you can't, then you can't. Because can't never did nothing and won't never will do anything.
Mm-mm-mm. You see that thing right there? I love it.
That's my take on it.
Yeah, I thought you was talking Ebonics at first, but I understood because you know I know by that Ebonics.
He said it was a damn riddle, woman.
What you got? What you got, look?
Don't you tell us to get mad in no damn bathroom. What's your
take on? He's mad too. He mad at me by the old people. He mad at you by that bathroom.
But the waterfall is pretty.
Put them little rocks in the sink. The little
hello, little you know it.
Stella, you gonna encourage it.
I'm sorry. She had me with the toilet tissue and the flowers. She had me at that. She said it's already a little arch too. I was like, okay, I'm dead.
That's not ready. They're not ready. Can't hit her with us again, T. Hit Chica ass with it again.
Can't never did, Chica. And won't never will.
Get mad in the goddamn bathroom.
Well, I won't will, okay? Thank you.
That motherfucker said I won't will.
Good night.
Good night.
That's the truth.
Nah, y'all.
She I love y'all too, but y'all she stupid. She said, well, I won't will. Oh, Oh God. I got real tears. Oh, I got real tears.
I love it. Until next time. We love y'all.
No, wait a minute, man, live, live, and tell the truth. I know that wasn't Chica takeaway.
Damn right it was. You don't know I knew
it. You don't know Chica.
Chica, tell him again. What you take away? Somebody missed it in the back.
Walt Will.
Good night.
I ain't doing it.
Good night.
We love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.
Have a good night.
Good night, y'all. Girls, good night.